The ad for the casino reads in full, "Saturday doesn't always fall on a Saturday." What could this possibly mean? At first, Dr. America blamed the billboard's producers for their obvious error. In Dr. America's considerable experience, Saturday has always pretty much coincided with Saturday. But then Dr. America realized that the advertisers are talking about two kinds of Saturday, and both are cultural phenomena. One of these Saturdays is a concrete calendrical quantity, denoting the day between Friday and Sunday. It's a cultural invention connected to the creation of a seven-day week with a two-day weekend. The seven-day week is ancient, but the two-day weekend is a relatively recent invention. People lived for millennia with a six-day week and a Sabbath. But in the 20th century, in America, Saturday migrated from the week to the weekend. In the Christian calendar, that makes Saturday an anomaly. It's not a work day, and it's not the Sabbath either. But it's still a fixed day. The second Saturday is more abstract and evocative. It represents the evolution of Saturday's unique place in the week. In this formulation, the Saturday isn't merely a day of the week, but a state of mind. And the spirit of Saturday is more important than its temporal location. Each week, Americans celebrate a secular ritual focused on the common prayer, "Thank God it's Friday." But Friday is welcome mainly because it precedes Saturday. In America, Saturday isn't usually payday, but it's often the payoff, the cultural compensation for a whole week of weary working. In our cultural construction of time, we Americans have a weakness for weekends because the weekend is when we are the boss. Saturday is for leisure and pleasure, a response to the responsibilities of the work week. It's free time, play time, time for puttering around the house and practicing the fine art of doing nothing. In a society that believes that having fun is a moral imperative, Saturday is the day for our fundamentalists. It's a day when we do know other gods. Saturday is our day for shopping and for a night out on the town. It's the preeminent day of spending and consumption, the Sabbath of a consumer society, with its own liturgy of personal liberty. So Saturday is increasingly used as a hook to sell us the goods and services associated with the fun we expect on the weekend. Advertisers seem to be teaching us that, to be truly American, we should be investing in diversions. And now, the casino ad suggests that we can designate our own Saturdays. By choosing the pleasures of gambling, we're told, we can schedule our Saturdays on any day of the week. If we're particularly imaginative, as Dr. America, of course, is, then Saturday could be the day after Saturday, or the day after any other day, too. But this surfeit of Saturdays could be problematic. Saturday is currently attractive as a kind of syncopation in the cadence of the week. If we mess with the established order of the week, then Saturday may lose its pleasurable associations. If individuals can imagine a week that suits themselves, then the rhythm of the week itself may be weakened. When Saturday becomes an individual choice, a state of mind and not a social construction, will it lose its cultural power? If Saturday doesn't fall on Saturday, then what will Saturday mean? From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America. Always, Saturday's child.